Lakutza Sichas Chelik Chal Beis Parsha Achrim Achre Sicha Beis, a summary of the Sicha. At the very end of this week's Parsha, which talks about the end of the Parsha talks about the prohibited, forbidden relationships that there are. At the end it says, and you shall, the very last pasuk in the Parsha, and you shall keep my the things that I have told you to keep, not to do the behaviors, the abominable behaviors that were done before you in the land of Eretz Yisrael, the people that lived there before, and do not become defiled by them. I am Hashem your God. That's the end of the pasuk, the end of the parasha, in fact. So the last Rashi says, he quotes from the pasuk, you do not be defiled by them, by these behaviors. I am Hashem your God. He explains as follows. However, if you will become defiled by them, in other words behave that way, I am not your God, and you will be rejected by me, and what kind of delight can I take from you, and you will bring upon yourself destruction. Therefore it says, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. That's how Rashi interprets the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem here. Now we have to understand what Rashi is saying here. First of all, why does Rashi interpret this Ani Hashem Elokeichem in a very different way than he does elsewhere? Other places he says, for instance, in Parsha Vayere he says, I am Hashem, which can be trusted to pay back, in other words, to punish, and the I am Hashem, that can be trusted to give reward. Why doesn't he say the same thing over here? And he gives this whole, with many details and so on. The reason is simple, because at the beginning of this same parsha, in other words, introducing the idea of Arayas, this subject, which is the beginning of parsha of chapter Yitches 18, Hashem spoke to Moshe, speak to the Jewish people, and say to them, I am Hashem your God. So he already said, I am Hashem your God. And there Rashi explains that it means that I am the one that's instructing you and so on, this kind of a general idea. So therefore we can say that he means the same exact thing at the end of the parasha, because what's added at the end of the parasha if it just means the same thing at the beginning of the parasha? Now to the question of why he repeats many things in this parasha, don't do it, and it's don't defile yourself, and he repeats many things that way, but that can be understood because he wants to tell you, in many places Rashi tells you that the reason that he repeats a certain thing is laver ola b'shnei many lavim. If you do commit that sin, it's not one time that you're committing the sin. He said it to you five times, and that makes it much more serious. Like a parent that says to a child, I told you 10 times not to do it. Why does he say that? Because that the child is supposed to understand. You get told the same thing 10 times, it means it's very serious. This is something very important. So, but that could be true about repeating certain prohibitions and so on. But why does Hashem say, I am Hashem your God, 2 times? What's to be gained by saying it the second time? Therefore, he must mean something else, and that's why Rashi explains it differently. However, we still have to understand the whole Rashi and what he's trying to say. From the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem, or V'lo Yisitamavim Ani Hashem Elokeichem, do not defile yourself, I am your God. From this you can logically say, reasonably say, but if you do defile yourself, then I'm not your God. That can be understood from what Rashi, from the pasuk. But Rashi goes on to say much more. He says, you will become rejected by me, what kind of delight can I take in you? You're bringing destruction upon yourself. Where does Rashi see that in the pasuk, in the words Ani Hashem Elokeichem? And another question: why does he conclude the Rashi after having explained all that by repeating, and therefore it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem? He just explained what Ani Hashem Elokeichem is. Why does he have to conclude by saying, and therefore it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So we'll understand this by first explaining the introduction to what I said before, the one Ani Hashem Elokeichem that I said from chapter Yudches, which is at the beginning of the Parsha Arayis. Rashi there says about Ani Hashem Elokeichem, in the second explanation, Rebbe says, it was well known to Hashem that in the end the Jewish people will get caught up in Arayis, in this kind of behavior. Therefore he comes to them and he says, I am decreeing, I am God, your God, you should know who is the one that's decreeing it, decreeing you to do this. I am the one making this rule. I am a judge that can punish, and I can be trusted to pay, to reward. So we have to understand about this too, the beginning. Rashi lumps together these two ideas. You should know who is the one that's giving you, who's instructing you to do this. I can punish and I can reward. Many times Rashi explains Ani Hashem, this same idea, and he explains only one. I am the one instructing you to do this. And then he doesn't go on to say, I can punish and I can reward. In other places he says it means, I can punish and I can reward. But he doesn't give the introduction, know who is the one that instructed to you. So in other words, they're not necessarily related to each other or linked, by definition, linked to each other. So why over here does he use both? Why does he bring them both? So this can be understood by focusing on another thing. In Parsha Sarayis, in this Parsha here, something unique happens. Before the Torah starts to tell you the details of what's prohibited, and there are many Parshas in the Torah, almost the whole Torah is made up of Parshas which tell you what you should or you shouldn't do. But they don't come with an introduction that says, I am Hashem, and you shouldn't do things which are wrong, and so on. There's a whole introduction. Here, he gives you a whole introduction. He says, do not do the things which the people that you come from Mitzrayim used to do. You don't do the things that the people in the land which you're coming to, the land of Canaan, that they do. Don't do those things. You should follow my rules, and you should keep my statutes. And then he goes on to say the Parshas Arayis. But so there is a whole introduction, like in a sort of like charging the Yidden with all kinds of encouragements. You have to know what you're dealing with. Don't do what they do. I am telling you to do differently, and so on, which is like an introduction, a rah-rah speech. And the introduction to the introduction is, Hashem spoke to Moshe and he said, tell the Jewish people, I am God, your God. And then he goes into the whole speech about don't do what the Egyptians did, and so on. Now, what is the reason that the Torah has all these introductions to Arayis? Is understood. Because Arayis is a thing that people are very drawn to. It's very difficult to control impulses and so on. And it takes a lot of self-control to keep these laws. Some of them, anyway. In fact, Rashi says that even after all this was said, Hashem knew that in the end they would get caught up with Arayis. This is going to be a problem. This is not going to go well. The Jews will get caught up in it. So it might seem that when Hashem says, I am God, your God, it's just like general terms, you know, I am God, your God, do, learn, Torah, mitzvahs. Rashi says, no. This is meant specifically, it's talking about telling us things which will help us get over or face down the challenge of Arayis. Ani Hashem Elokecha means something specific here. It's not to be understood in general terms. You know, I'm your God, do my mitzvahs. It's much more than that. And then he goes on to explain what it means. Because Hashem is setting out here to help a Yid get over this very difficult challenge of, you know, it's difficult to get past it. Therefore, the first thing he says, Ani. Ani means, no, it's me who's telling you this. Du, you have to know who is the one that's telling you these mitzvahs. I am the one that's telling you mitzvahs. Don't take this lightly. If you know that I'm the one that told it to you, so then how could violating this ever end up well? It could never end up well. It's always going to end up in a bad way. I am the one that told you this is a reason not to do it. Then he goes, but could be a person that says, you know what, I understand that eventually it's going to become a problem, but right now I'm having a good time. Right now I'm enjoying it. Yes, it'll cause a lot of problems later. Let me enjoy what I have now. So Hashem says, no, Elokeichem, I am a judge which will, I'll pay you back. There will be payback for this. What he means by payback is, not only will you not be able, you're not going to be able to look back and say, well, now things are going bad, but then I had a good time, and you can, you know, relive the good times that you had. I will do it in such a way that it will neutralize anything that you, any enjoyment you had back then. The only thing you'll be left with is problems. And if that, so then the person says, well, if it's so horrible and it leads to such terrible things, why does Hashem give us such big tests? It's so difficult to control such impulses. Why does Hashem do this to us? The answer is, Hashem, I want to give you reward. I'm the one that gives reward. I want to give you reward. And if the greater the challenge, the better the reward. So if you have a big challenge, you will get a big reward. That's the reason that this is all happening. That explains the whole situation. Ani Hashem Elokeichem explains the entire, what you need to know to deal with this kind of challenge. Then comes the end of the parasha. The Torah says again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem. It concludes the whole thing with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So the question is, what does he mean there? If it hadn't said that, we would just say he repeats things again, as he does at the end, just like he repeated, it said a whole bunch of things in the beginning, he says a whole bunch of things at the end also. Don't do the things that the people that lived here before you did. The land will reject you. Eretz Yisrael doesn't tolerate such behavior. And, you know, the penalty for Arayas is to be cut off Karis and so on. So there we could understand, why does he repeat it? As we said before, Hashem wants to give us warnings again and again. I told you 10 times. But Ani Hashem Elokeichem, how does that contribute? You opened the statement already with Ani Hashem Elokeichem. What are you telling us now again, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? So the answer is, it's the same thing as he said in the beginning, only the reverse. In the beginning, he warned us that Ani, it told us that the know who is telling you to do this. I can punish you and I can reward you. Here he says three things which reflect those same ideas in the opposite way. We're at the end of the parasha, and Hashem already gave us specific warnings about what happens. You know who did it, who told you, and so, and I can punish and reward. And here's a person that says, I don't know, I just can't control myself. This is still too difficult. It didn't do enough for me, what it said at the beginning of the parasha. So at the end of the parasha, Hashem says, Eini Elokeichem. He says the same things as he said at the beginning in the reverse. How so? In a general sense, he says, Eini Elokeichem, as Rashi says, I am not your God. What does that mean? A person can be, Hashem, I'll punish you. All right, somehow he can get past that. He gets past that. All right, I'll accept the punishment. In the meantime, I'll have a good time. But when Hashem says, I'm not your God, that's something that no Jew can tolerate. No Jew can think, I am disconnecting from Hashem. I'm willing to disconnect from Hashem. There is a vart, the Rabbeim said, a Yid, neither he wants to nor can he be disconnected from Hashem. That's the worst thing you could say to Hashem. You do this, you're disconnected from Hashem. That's why, as a last resort, Hashem says that too. Then Rashi goes on to explain the details of Ani Hashem Elokeichem in the same way that he explained it at the beginning, but the opposite, one by one. In the beginning he said that Ani meant that know who is the one that's telling you to do it. In other words, that Hashem says, I am the one telling you to do it. I'm giving you good advice. I'm giving you good laws. I'm involved with you. I care about you. What's the reverse of that? Atem nifsolim me'achrei. I will reject you. You will be disconnected from me. I want nothing to do with you anymore. That's the opposite of, I'm the one telling you. I'm taking care of you. The reverse is, but if you don't listen, you're gone. I want nothing to do with you. The second Hashem, which means I can be trusted to reward you. Why does Hashem reward a Yid for Avodah, for the service that he does? Because he delights in it. He loves the Avodah that he didn't do. He delights in it. What's the opposite? I have no delight. I have nothing that I can enjoy with you anymore. It's the Eini Ma'ano yesh libachem. What kind of a delight can I have from you? That's the opposite. And Elokeichem is, if you do the wrong thing, Hashem said at the beginning, then I will punish you for it. Punishment means that you care about that person. Nobody punishes somebody else's kids or somebody that they don't know. They have no interest in that. Your own children, you love them, you want to set them straight, so you punish them according to what they need to learn. So, and especially that we know that all the punishments in the Torah are really for our benefit. They're just meant to set us on the right path. But when Hashem says, Atem mechuyovim kliya, I don't even want to punish you anymore. I want nothing to do with you. So then that, what does that lead for a yid that his whole entire existence is wrapped up in Hashem? It means my life is over. There's nothing left. Hashem doesn't even want to punish us anymore. So that's what Rashi is saying, concluding the very last words is lechach nema. Therefore, it says ani Hashem lekechem. He's trying to tell us that it's a throwback to the ani Hashem lekechem of the beginning of the parsha. Just like he gave us three meanings of the word ani Hashem lekechem at the beginning, these words ani Hashem lekechem are the same thing, only in the reverse. To understand the Ani Hashem Lekechem as Rashi said it from the perspective of Chassidus, each one of the words Ani Hashem Lekechem represents another level of connection between the Yidden and Hashem. Ani refers to the essence of Hashem beyond names. A name of Hashem means a certain way in which he expresses himself, but Ani means who his essence is. Who is he really? Not how does he express himself. And even though Hashem in the Ani is beyond creation, yet he invests himself into the world. You can draw that essence of Hashem into the world through study of Torah and doing mitzvahs. As we know, Hashem wanted to have a place that he can live in this world. The word dira, a place to live, means he wants to be able to express his essence. That's what a person's place that he lives means. I'm free of, I don't have to, you know, present myself in a certain way at home. At home, I'm alone, that's me, it's my place. Hashem wants to be able to be that in this world. Ani, to live in this world. Havaya represents a level of Hashem which is the general creator of the world. General creation. Elokecha means your God. In other words, the part of Hashem which is involved personally with Ayid. I am your God. I animate you. Kechachem v'chayisechem. I am the thing that drives you. In other words, I have a personal connection to you. So those are the three things, the three ways in which, those are the three expressions of Hashem, or at least the levels of Hashem in Ani Hashem Lekechem. So Rashi comes along and says, but if you defile yourself, then I am not your God. And that translates into three levels. I will not be Elokeichem. You will be. I'll push you away from behind me. What is behind me? Behind me means Elokim. Elokim is the part of Hashem which is not the essence of Hashem, but rather His creative force, which is not the essence of Hashem. So that means you will be disconnected from Elokeichem, from that aspect of Hashem which is personal to you, which interacts with you. Then he goes on to say, "What kind of delight can I have from you?" How could it's the essence of Hashem which wants to be in this world, this Ava Kadosh Baruch Hu. He wanted to, he desires to be. But if a person, a yid, doesn't live up to these laws, then how could I delight? How can I be in this world? How can I interact with this world? How could you have ani in this world? And then he talks about Atam Eschayvim Kliya, means that Havaya also, Havaya means the general creator, the creator of everything, not specifics. So if Hashem steps back, Havaya steps back, so then there is nothing left. Even the whole creation just falls apart as far as this person is concerned. So then there's nothing left. Your Kliya means you cease to exist. It's on these three levels that Hashem steps back from if one defiles himself in this way, says the Pasuk. But then Rashi says, but Hashem is not looking for any of this. In the end, Hashem only intimates this, but what he does state clearly is Ani Hashem Elokeichem, which means I want to be Hashem, and I want to be Elokeichem, and I want to be Ani. I want all of that to be what really happens. This is only if things don't go the way it should be, so then there's this warning that exists. But I'm looking for Ani Hashem Elokeichem.